Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I'm Grez.
And I could be playing Cyberpunk instead of talking about Robot Wars Extreme Warriors Season 2 Heat F. Therefore, there's only one fucking good robot in this episode.
There's a lot of familiar faces for me in this episode.
Yep. So, we start off with the first three-way match.
Yep. From Oregon, Triceribad 3.0.
Which is the Jockeybot team, again.
Yep.
Didn't we just see them last week?
Yeah, thing that looked familiar.
This robot has Triceratops stylings, and it has a flipper.
Yes. Did it have that last year? I can't remember.
It might have. I can't remember.
From Minnesota, Discotech.
So this robot is a four-wheel drive vert. Unfortunately, the disc it's got is quite dinky.
It's not Discotech, it's Desk-O-Tech.
It did also contested BattleBot as Pro-Am, and it had a little more success in Robotica, where it was called Flexi Flyer.
Yes, I remember you.
You were, like, good.
Yeah. Why didn't you flex in Robot Wars? I wonder if that was part of it. You're not allowed to flex. You have to be stationary. And their opponent...
Oh, no.
And their opponent from California, Brawler.
Oh, we have to keep that in, by the way.
What?
Oh, no. Yeah.
All that's staying in. Because it'll then go on to what I'm about to say, so it'll all work out.
So,
fucking Brawler. I swear to God. I'm going to go off on a rant here before you...
This robot is 97 kilos.
Right. I kind of alluded to this before we came on about Robot Arena. And God damn, the amount of times that I lost to Brawler because I could not figure out how to defeat this robot. I swear to God. Like, I was convinced it wasn't a real robot, and then it came out on this episode, and I had an aneurysm. No. I mean, like, it is a really good robot and everything, but it's just, like, that thing where I associate it so much with hate because of that game that... That, like, as soon as it was like, no, fuck you.
Yep.
And so, breathe.
So, early on, we see that Triceratops flipper does work. Discotech, however, doesn't. It's already smoking.
Nope. It's, is the front even meant to be a flipper, or is it just like a scoop?
I'm not quite sure. It's weird. There is this wonderful moment.
Work.
All throughout the battle, Triceratops is. You can actually almost hear, if you listen carefully, you can hear Triceratops, right? And you get him in close, and it starts shouting, Viva la Nikki! It is getting naked the whole match. It's just like bits of it are coming off.
Taps off!
Tails off, horns off, heads off.
It's just like bits of Triceratops just all over the arena by the end of it, and it's all its own doing.
And then the robots then proceed. So there's this weird thing just kind of out of nowhere where, so the pit gets opened, and for some reason, we have Discotech just kind of spinning and dancing right near the open pit for no discernible reason. Like, it's not even like it's not even like, oh, something's broken and it can only move two wheels. No, it is quite clearly still all cognizant.
Yeah, because like there's a few times throughout the fight where it just does that weird dance, like it, and then it will just start driving fine, and then it will just stop and then go wee in place, and then it's almost like there is something like the matter. But they're just trying to like drive through it. Like,
And
it's so
unfortunately, they
strange.
run out of time because they manage to fall into into the yawning, hungry chasm of the pit.
The dance on the edge of life and death.
Yep.
Well, this was actually a good fight. I quite enjoyed this
Oh
one.
yeah, this is good fun. It's probably the closest we get to multiple decent robots.
Closest we get to entertainment on these episodes.
So, we get to the next match. Oh boy.
Yeah, it's a distinct lack of notes for this match compared to the first one. From Nebraska, the Termite.
It's a drum spinner. It's another one of these robots. You look at it and you go, that's a really small robot, but it is a heavyweight. The most distinctive feature of this robot, however, is that it has a bizarre wheel camber. I think it must be getting close to 45 degrees, those wheels are pointing.
Yeah, this is very Donald Hutchinson from BattleBot style wheels.
No, Donald Hudson's
It's
robots were never
Hudson.
this. Hudson's robots were
Yes.
never that severe.
I call them Hutchinson. Well, his current one that he has, which the name is escaping me right now, Lockjaw. Yeah,
Yeah.
his wheels are kind of like that. The in an interview that he did, he explained why they're like that, and apparently it's like you get more wheel on the ground, so
The
by
contact patch is bigger, okay.
yeah. So that's why
Yeah, makes sense.
all his are kind of slanted that way.
Right, okay.
Now I want to find out who Donald Hutchinson is and why that name came into my head. From Minnesota. Yep, that's the wrong one. Shit. From Arizona, Dragbot.
No, this is not from Arizona. Now, what happened, right, is William Afton from Five Nights and Freddy's just happened to be walking past some of the thrown out parts of the Robot Wars 1 arena, and he noticed the solid ramp and he gave it sentience.
Yes. I can't wait for that film. Yeah, this is a big Dollsville robot. I mean, we keep throwing about the term season two like a lot, but yeah.
As
You.
a, literally, it looks like the ramp from series one.
Yeah, Victor of Armageddon was watching this episode and had a fit of PTSD.
Yep.
And from Florida, King of Diamonds.
Which is shaped like a diamond.
Yes. Nice little aesthetic. And it's like the weird thing with King of Diamonds is
Oh,
like
it's a great looking robot. It's a brilliant looking robot.
it's got this spinning weapon, but yet like they imply that the actual attack is when it spins violently. It's
That's
very
it. When
strange.
it spins violently, it's incredible.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that no robot ever really goes near it when it does it.
Yeah, because it looked like a fuck no.
That's a lot of jaggy corners there. Like, I don't want to get near that.
And the speed it has.
Yeah, it's quite a likable little robot. Another robot from said robot arena, like, that I didn't realize was an actual real robot until, like, I watched this episode. So that's funny. But ever since the start of this fight, Termite looks like it's dying.
Yeah, absolutely.
It plods about so slowly. And then there's just this weird point where, like, King of Diamonds just stops for a small period and then kind of gets brought back to life. But the whole match is bizarrely dominated by Dragbot.
Yes, because it's so low to the ground, no one else can get underneath it.
Yeah. So there's not much really that you can do.
And then it becomes clear, obviously we've had a huge chunk of this fight edited.
Mm-hmm.
Because Shunt gets bored. Shunt gets really bored.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I don't like King of Diamonds. I don't like him.
I was more of an Ace of Spades guy myself.
So he pits him for no discernible reason.
I know, because, like,
It's not even like it was, like, moving slowly. It was clearly moving. I mean, yeah. Termite by this point is dead.
Termite's dead, but you never see him get counted out. And then, like, King of Diamonds is, like, kind of moving in place. Like, one of the sides of the robot is clearly done for. And then this is when, as you say, like, Shunt just snags King of Diamonds, goes, fuck this. I think Shunt even hits the pit trigger.
Yeah, he does. It's like, Shunt gets like, fuck this. Boom.
Maybe it was just that thing. It was like, just pit one of the robots so we can go to Judge's decision. Because Termite, as we said, wasn't counted out. It was still technically moving, but it was, I mean, it looked like it had a twitch. It was moving. So we go to the judge's decision, and Termite gets eliminated, which is justifiable.
And they don't exactly look thrilled at this. Like, we were screwed over. Well, actually, you weren't, but okay.
I mean, we were screwed over after we were dead for half the fight.
Yeah.
Mick Foley has a running joke with one of the members of one of the teams. I'm not entirely sure which one, but because he's got the kind of same hairdo and beard combo that Mick Foley does, it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, you're very handsome. Taking after me. I was like, ah, that's fun. Good old Mickers. He's a good laugh, him.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Chris and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe.
So let's move on to the semi-finals.
Yep. So King of Diamonds, which has been, by the sound of it, practically rebuilt, now has to face the obviously best built robot in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, like, I'd say this is probably, like, the strongest group of six that we've seen so far.
Oh, yeah, as an average, yes, this is the strongest six.
Like, even though Termite kind of broke down, it was still a pretty decent little robot, and I actually kind of upset that it did break down as quickly as it did, because I would have wanted to see what it could have done. But I mean, like, comparing this to, like, say, Psycho Chicken, which was a trolley with tires strapped to it. Like, there was some effort put into, like, robots like Termite.
Yeah. And so the match actually starts, and there is this crazy moment where you actually see the equivalent of a robot being knocked silly. Because Triceratops just goes for a huge run, and you just see this moment, look, King of Diamond bounces off the wall, and there's almost this sort of,
like a little Tweety Bird flying around its head.
Yeah, absolutely. So King of Diamonds is struggling again. One of the wheels is obviously down.
Mm-hmm.
I think from that first major attack. And then Shunt gets bored again.
I thought I told you last time.
Did King of Diamonds... What did the King of Diamonds team, like, piss in Shunt Driver's soup? What the hell?
Maybe they were caught fondling Matilda.
Maybe the driver of Shunt lost a poker game because his opponent got King of Diamonds.
He's just never got over it.
But anyway, Triceratops then goes, oh, sorry, tell a lie, it doesn't attack King of Diamonds, it attacks Triceratops. So Shunt chooses violence. Anyway, Triceratops goes, fuck, we need to get this match over, and pits King of Diamonds, and is like, we're cool, go away.
No danger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it did get to that point where it's like there was a bit of a struggle. Like, Triceratops, like, was still maneuverable, but, like, it just seemed as when if it was night. Starting to lose a bit of power. Like, it was starting to go a bit slower. I don't know if it was maybe just going slower specifically to try and find the right angle to get King of Diamonds in the pit, but eventually finds said angle and just, there you go, in you go, buddy, la la la. Like, yeah. leaves him on the edge to think about it for a second before its demise.
And meanwhile, our second semi-final is the Sentient Ramp versus Grizz's Childhood Trauma.
Childhood? No, I'm talking about this was like fucking 2 years ago.
Mental childhood torture.
What'd you call it? Yep.
So.
Brawler.
This match, it's very much, again, Shunt goes psycho.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Shunt just randomly goes, I'm going to attack outside the pit again.
I know, Shunt on this episode is, he's the most, not lifelike, that's not the word I'm looking for. But like a sentient, yeah, that's it. It's as if like, it's just the way that he acts so differently compared to like every other episode where it's just like, fuck this. And also like, I can't help but notice that like, this is the most that that spinning disc on the floor seems to be used in an episode.
Uh-huh.
Because they always seem to hit that button. And then they make a big deal about, like, oh, look at the spinning disc. It's like, it doesn't ever do anything, but...
It's not like it can... Or what's it going to do, knock a robot dizzy?
I mean, apparently it's supposed to have, like, little... bits for... I don't really know the word. Like, little bits to stick out. It's supposed to be, like, damaging, but I don't feel like it works, like, on the floor.
Yeah.
And also, I still hate the fact that the pit button is not center to the that wall of the arena. It's really pissing me off now. Why is it like askew and right next to a CPZ as well? So, like, at this point, Dragbot is just is struggling hard, and then all of a sudden, it just goes and drives perfectly right into the corner.
And like at speed.
Yeah, where
To
Sir
the point,
Kellogg
I
lives.
actually think it's stuck in the wall.
Probably. And Sir Kay just comes in, it's like, and that'll be an Uta for you. But time ran
No, he
out.
runs out of time to do it.
Yep. So we get a judge's decision. Judge's decision goes to Brawler, naturally, because Dragbot was pretty much dead for like a good portion of the fight. So this brings us on to the final match. Triceratops versus Brawler.
And this is actually quite a back and forth match because though Triceratops is definitely the stronger, because of Brawler's shape, it's really, really difficult to actually get purchase.
It's a strange shaped little robot. I
Yes.
can I can tell from experience. The wee bastard. I could never beat him. Like, unless there was like a place to like throw him out.
Do you know who does beat him, though?
Yep. Triceratops.
Yay!
Yeah, it's not like the longest match in the world, and to be honest, like it's a lot of obviously Brawler trying to use its weapon, which is spinning on its own circle, using the hammer. But like, so it's just a lot of Brawler spinning around, and then Triceratops taking the shots, and then pushing Brawler around.
Absolutely. But hey, it's a decent little match, and
Yeah.
in this series, a decent little match is rare to come by,
Yeah.
and I'll take it when I can get it.
This was definitely the best. I'd probably say this may be arguably the best episode of Extreme Warriors this season.
Yeah, it's definitely the highest average, is the
Yeah.
way I put it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
There have been better matches, but there's not really been any episodes where I'm like, no, all six of these robots actually bring something interesting.
So,
I think the episode, I will say, I don't think the episode has helped by being back to back with the other Juggabot
yeah, if you were
too.
going to do that, you could have put
So
one at
there is a
the
little bit
beginning.
of, oh, another one.
So, eventually, after Triceratops kind of jostles about Brawler for a couple of minutes, Triceratops like, right, okay, let's get this done. Hits the pit, and then eventually manages to get Brawler down the pit to get the victory. Because there's not much really else that you can do. Like, this is why I find it strange that Brawler was never anywhere else. Because I would think Brawler would actually be quite an interesting robot in BattleBots, because it seemingly can't really be knocked out. And the only
Yeah,
reason
it's
it
a
lost this is
durable looking
because of the
robot,
pit.
yeah.
So, it's weird that it's never appeared again.
Yeah.
But that says
Anyway.
we've got six through to the final so far, and I thought that was going to be it. I thought the next episode was going to be the grand final, but no, we've still got another two heats to go.
Yeah, well, it's basically it becomes a straight knockout in the final.
Yeah, like as you kind of alluded to a couple of weeks ago, The grand final will probably be like the only interesting one, because that's
Well, not
no.
interesting's probably. I'm being a bit harsh there, but in terms of it's like this is when they filter out all
All
the
the guff.
really bad robots.
Yeah, definitely. So like, it's gonna be interesting. Well, Conquering Clown is still there.
Right, okay. Conquering Clown is a veteran of the business. I will not have him disrespect. He fights to this day, Grizz. Put some respect on his name.
I'm still scared of him, Alan.
Oh, Grizz is scared of a robot, so that means that we should have those. If you're scared of him, you should have respect.
I don't respect things that scare me. That's what, I don't respect spiders.
Is this why you don't respect me?
I don't respect you, but I'm not scared of you. I just don't like you.
Fair. Anyway, I have an episode to edit today. So if you're listening to this, this was recorded the same day as the episode as Heat
He did.
D. So this is probably being recorded within 2 hours
Oof.
of that coming out.
Yep, it's a quick turnaround, because
So I'll
we
have
can
spent the
count.
last five. By the time the episode comes out, I'll have spent 5 hours listening to Grizz's voice.
What else could you ask for?
Hell.
Maybe a lobotomy.
Anyway, we'll be back next week.